This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It has become one of the most controversial projects proposed in the recent years here in Albemarle County, and that is a mega brand new gas station, a sheet-style gas station and convenience store proposed for Route 250 West near Albemarle High School. Mary Rice and Gardney Bloomers join me live in studio. They're residents of the Crozet area, and they have been following this story for quite some time, and I must admit, I have not. But Mary, it's a good time to be talking about it and spreading the word to those in our community because we have a big vote or a big meeting coming up tomorrow. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the Board of Supervisors. The Board of Supervisors tomorrow votes on the special use permit. The zoning administrator earlier issued a determination that the project needed a special use permit to be built, and the Planning Commission in June upheld that decision, and now it goes to the Board of Supervisors. There's a public hearing, and then they're going to vote on that permit.
And the public hearing is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the county office building.
Mm-hmm. At Lane Auditorium.
And we are expecting a lot of folks from Western Albemarle. And by the way, this is out on 250 West near Western Albemarle High School and right near the Brownsville Market, a major new gas station. We're talking with Mary Rice and Gardy Bloomers, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Gardy, can you give us some background on this and sort of take us to the site? Where is this? What are we talking about? And sort of paint a picture for us of what this could look like.
Sure. I'm affiliated with the Scenic 250 Steering Committee, and I'm also a resident of this general area. I live on Hillsborough Lane. And as a group, we learned about this proposed development in the fall of 2008. And we started following closely the plans that were submitted to the county. And what we saw was a 6,000 square foot building convenience store with 1,000 square feet of office above it. And adjacent to that, 8 pumps. So each pump can actually take 2 cars on both sides. So it's 16 places to either purchase gas or purchase diesel. And we were very dismayed to see something of this size and scale in the area. And our initial impression was very much that this was not fitting with what might be appropriate on a scenic byway like this, a major entrance corridor into Albemarle County. And we put it immediately on our priority list as something to follow very carefully, both by watching what was submitted to the county, as well as meeting with the applicant. And we've been, as I said, tracking this closely, gathered more input and interest from neighbors, spent considerable amount of time talking with Mary and the CCAC, and making sure also that we just stayed on top of things here, and gave our opinion at all of the public forums to really focus attention on the absolute scale of this project.
Mary, what's a comparable kind of gas station that we can picture in our minds that's being proposed, and where exactly is the site?
Well, a comparable station would be Liberty on Pantops. Mm-hmm. If you picture a Sheetz or a Wawa with the footprint of Liberty, we're talking approximately somewhere between 45 and 50 parking spaces. And the site is between Western Albemarle High School and Interstate 64, right on the south side of Route 250 and right adjacent to the historic community of Freetown, which is a 140-year-old historically black community. We have members of our loosely affiliated group of residents and neighbors who are concerned about this project whose grandparents have lived in Freetown. So Freetown is, elevation-wise, it's below this site. So
it would be back behind it, I guess.
Back behind it and down. And so the issues of runoff as well as well water, all of these residents are on well water, as this project would be on well water.
Which, of course, we want to talk about that at some point here in this conversation. That's a tremendous element in the debate, is the use of water, the proposed use of water. Right?
This is something interesting, Corey, you just brought up. Maybe it's interesting for the listeners to learn a little bit about this. Originally, the parcel had a lawnmower repair shop on it, quite an old clapboard building. And when the current owner of this parcel bought it, that building was still standing, and that building gave him the right to access public water and public sewer. He subsequently demolished that building, and at that time he was no longer able to access public water. And by any stretch of the imagination, you could argue that he destroyed some value in that property by having to actually access well water. And this applicant, the owner of the property, did make another attempt to go back to the county and say, look, I'd really like to access public water. The county denied that based on the fact that there was no longer any building there, and therefore he had no right to the water. And this really set the whole thing off, because what that meant is that he would have to access his and dig a well there and get water from that well and submit himself to the restrictions that anyone would have if they owned a parcel of property zoned highway commercial.
Because there's a certain limit
of
water you can use per day, whether it's a residence or a commercial bit of property.
It's 400 gallons per site acre per day. And this would give the applicant the right to use 1,624 gallons per day maximum on that property.
And how much water do we think a big gas station is actually going to use?
Well, in excess of that, any number of comps or other calculations based on state figures, based on number of vehicle trips per day, consuming a certain amount of gallons per day, gets you well up above 3,000 gallons per day easily.
So nearly twice as much water.
That's correct.
As is allowed on well.
And hence the need for this person to go through the special use permit process.
So that the county then tomorrow night is going to have to decide, the Board of Supervisors are going to have to decide, are we going to green light this big gas station to be built here on this well water when they're limited to 1,600 gallons and the comps show that they'll use well over 3,000.
That's right.
And the change that the applicant has submitted since the Planning Commission hearing in June was they have offered to put a metering valve on the pump, the pipes that come out of the pump. So they would restrict the amount of water. They say they will restrict the amount of water to 1,624 gallons as it comes out of the pump. So they pump it into some big cisterns. The community is concerned about that because it's a voluntary, it would be a totally voluntary system of monitoring. And one of the things that the planning staff has set up to this point is that they don't have the staff to
police it.
That's
the real issue is, does our county now need to have a separate police force?
Like a water police.
Water police, yeah.
Yeah. We're talking with Gardy Bloomers and Mary Rice about the proposed new gas station on Route 250 West near Western Albemarle High School, which would be as large as the Liberty gas station on Pantops. Not quite as large as the Sheets gas station on 29 North as you get towards Rutgersville, is it? Or would it have that a similar footprint?
I know that right now we've looked at it, and it would make it the second largest gas station in all of Albemarle County.
Second to only the Liberty on Pantops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. There's the water issue, but and the phone lines are open for our listeners. You want to join this conversation at any time. Your thoughts, 977-1070 is the phone number. Give us a call. We'll put you right through, and you can join the conversation. I'm curious about, there's diesel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is right near Interstate 64, so we're expecting then a lot of truck traffic coming on and off Interstate 64 between the highway and this gas station, which is right near the high school, right near Brownsville Market. Is that right?
Right. We would imagine that there would be significant increase to the current traffic.
So which leads me to my next question. Has there been any traffic studies done by the county in advance of this special use permit? Because once you give the green light to the special use permit, you're saying, yeah, go ahead and build it. But have you done any traffic studies? Like, I'm curious, how does a truck, you're going to have a lot more trucks than taking a left out of the gas station, crossing 250 to head back towards the highway.
That's correct.
With no light.
There is a plan to do a traffic study after the Board of Supervisors hearing takes place tomorrow. So normal procedure would not dictate that there would need to be a traffic study in advance of the hearing tomorrow night. However, the Board of Supervisors could decide that in order to make this decision, they would need to be thoroughly informed, including on the traffic issue, and they could make this a condition that they would need to see such a study prior to making any decision.
Yeah.
Which a lot
they
of...
could do that.
Yeah, they could.
If they wanted
could.
To.
They could if they wanted. A traffic study will take place, but it will take place subsequently. So that would, you know, mean that the board and the public would be denied that information in advance.
One of the things that there are two main things that a traffic study can tell us is, one, addressing the traffic issues that you've mentioned. The site can accommodate diesel. Every indication is that it's going to be open 24 hours a day. And so definitely attracting interstate traffic. So the traffic safety issues, particularly for parents of students at the three nearby schools.
Yeah, I've been saying there's Western Albemarle High School, but yeah, there's also Henley and Brownsville Elementary are there as well.
Yeah.
Right, and also all the residents that are living behind, that are resident of Freetown, currently already have a tough time getting in and out of their gravel road that leads back to their neighborhood. And we know from Richard Brown, one of the residents of Freetown, that there have been, since the 1950s, which is going back a ways, but he said three people killed out there already. And I can imagine back in the 1950s, before this gas station and before the high schools, you know, there really wasn't that much traffic. And one can only imagine that bringing tractor trailers off the interstate is going to be problematic.
We're talking about the proposed new gas station on Route 250 West near Western Albemarle High School. And Nick is with us on Charlotte Hill right now. Nick, thanks for the call. Go right ahead, buddy.
Yes, I'm coming into the conversation a little late, but I'm curious if your guests could comment on the proximity of residential area next to this proposed gas station and whether any of the water usage might have any influence on their wells.
And I guess, Nick, thank you so much for the call. And I guess, Mary, that is the big question. I mean, you're talking about a gas station that obviously will go well over its legal use of per day usage of water. Do we know how that's going to impact the neighborhoods that are around that and their use of their own well water?
We do. We know both anecdotally and from a groundwater study that has been done by, not by the applicant, but by interested nearby neighbors. So anecdotally, A well in Freetown was dug recently.
Freetown, of course, is the neighborhood that's right near this proposed site.
The historic neighborhood that's right next to the site. A well was dug recently, and it negatively impacted somebody else's well. So there's just, you know, anecdotally we know that groundwater is connected.
It does happen.
And it affected it. Then as far as a groundwater study was done, the groundwater study done did indicate that the nearby wells, these are called bored wells, and they're only about 100 feet deep, that they definitely would be affected by a very deep well that is using well in excess of 1,600 gallons per day.
And I suppose that would be the logical study requested by the county in advance of tomorrow night. I mean, has the county done this study? Freetown wells be affected?
What happens is that the applicant has to make a study and share that with the county staff. And they have completed a Tier 3 groundwater study. And the next level of study would be a Tier 4 groundwater study, which is not required and has not been requested to date. Tomorrow night, they could request such a thing.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to read out a comment from the staff report on this very important issue.
And we'll do that real quick. And okay. Callers, stay with us. John will be right with you. And Margo, hang on. We will be right with you. Go right ahead real quick.
Sure. Staff reports, quote unquote, there is not sufficient data to guarantee groundwater failure will not occur.
So the official report from the staff is, we can't tell you that this is a good thing or a bad thing. We can't tell you that there's going to be enough water
for
this gas station.
That's right. And we really believe that they need to take this to the next level, do the Tier 4 groundwater study.
So then you know conclusively. Let's go to John. He's waiting patiently. John, thanks. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to ask him one question. It seems like to me that every time a gas station asks for permission to build in that area, Albemarle County, if it's against Tiger Fuel's control of the area of all the gas stations and give them a little competition, they always decline it, vote against it. And it sounds like the lady you have on is doing the same thing.
So did either one of y'all work for Tiger Fuels?
Neither one of us do. In fact,
has Tiger Fuels been in touch with y'all to encourage you to?
No,
not at all. No corporate influence whatsoever.
Okay, let's go to Margo on line one. Margo, real quick, go right ahead.
Yes, hi. I just was wondering what the whatever happened to the concept that 250 was the gateway into Charlottesville, and therefore they wanted it to, you know, stay somewhat pristine and scenic.
Yeah, which has been for a long time. I mean, anybody been living around this area? Margo, thank you for the call. Anybody who's been living around here for a while knows that certainly to be the case, that we've always heard that we want to keep Route 250 rural and picturesque and pretty. And yet we're seeing sort of on both ends, on the Charlottesville end and now here proposed on the 64 end, you know, we're talking about new traffic lights and a lot more development in the urban ring around Charlottesville on 250. It's turning it into a little 29 West there. And now a mega new gas station proposed for Route 250 West out near Western Albemarle.
Yeah, this is right on the other side of the growth area. The Crozet growth area comes right up to 250. And part of the idea of the Crozet growth area was that there would be a hard boundary and that outside of that hard boundary, it would be rural. This is a grandfathered in highway commercial area. If this project was going up to the Board of Supervisors now without a grandfathered use, it wouldn't even be on the table because it's in the comprehensive plan. It's zoned rural.
Yeah. Let's continue this conversation in just a few minutes. We'll take a break for local news and get a weather update. You're listening to Charlottesville right now. Let's rejoin our conversation with Mary Rice and Gardney Bloomers, two residents of the Western Albemarle Crozet area. We're talking about a proposed new mega gas station on Route 250 West near the Brownsville Market. The Albemarle County Board of Supervisors will consider a special use permit to allow this site to be developed for such a gas station. They'll consider this tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the Lane Auditorium at the County Office Building. Glenn is with us waiting patiently. Glenn, you're on Charlottesville right now. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm not so sure that the water issue is such a big issue because I know that there is public water lines that run across the road from where this site is being proposed. The last fire hydrant is actually directly in front of Brownsville Elementary School, and there's fire hydrants on Hillsborough Drive, and they've got to be connected through there. So there's a water line directly across the road from where this site is going through. And I was wondering if either one of these ladies knew why they're talking about drilling a well as opposed to hooking into public water.
Glenn, thanks for the call. We actually did talk about that at the top of the program. And Gardner, you want to recap that for us? There used to be public water on this site.
Sure, Glenn, real quick. Originally, when this person purchased the property, they actually had a connection to the public water. And subsequent to bulldozing down a small lawnmower repair shop on that site, they actually lost legal right to public water and went back to the county and asked the county, look, will you reconsider? And the county said, no, you've bulldozed down that building, and the right to public water was linked directly to having that building on the site, so you will now have to use a well. So what I was saying earlier is that, unfortunately for the applicant, he has not only given himself no chance of getting access to public water, but he's also, in turn, destroyed value for himself as an owner of that parcel.
And if you just joined us, we're talking about a proposed new mega gas station on Route 250 West near the Brownsville Market. And, Mary, go right ahead.
I just wanted to elaborate on that. The reason that the county wouldn't extend the public water at this point is because they've just finished the revision of the Crozet Master Plan, and during that process, they considered expanding the growth area boundaries and decided against it. So lots of staff time, lots of community input has all gone into this very recent, well, the plan is actually going to be voted on tomorrow night by the Board of Supervisors. During that process, it was decided not to expand the growth areas, and that means not extending water and sewer out.
And this proposed gas station is outside the growth area.
Just on the other side of Route 250.
Hence the request for a special use permit.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Which I've never understand. I just have to say very quickly as a sidebar here. I've never understand if you have growth areas and non-growth areas, and yet they always seem to develop the non-growth areas. They always seem to get developed anyway, and yet you have to have these these special uses. We're going to use well water instead. And for folks who are just joining us, remind us now legally this site would be allowed to use 1,600 gallons of water a day out of the well, but
correct.
Comparable gas stations use well over 3,000 gallons a day.
That's correct.
And there is evidence that shows that the well would be the nearby wells of residences in the historic Freetown community right down the hill below this site would be affected. Mm-hmm. I guess it's naive to think that they wouldn't be.
People probably know Bel Air Market. Bel Air Market uses 1,300 gallons of water a day and has three pumps, which means six fueling positions. And that is not near an interstate, but does have a good deli business. The proposed restoring station would be near an interstate, have 16 fueling positions, and has not been forthcoming about what type of a restaurant would be inside. They have said that it would be less than 15 seats, so they won't be subject to the Virginia Department of Health regulations, but they haven't been forthcoming about either hours of operation or the type of restaurant.
Also important, Mary and Coy, to think about is the fact that there's a sort of dotted line around a proposed mystery space, which is the next step in their development plans, and they've outlined about 7,000 square feet there of proposed development, which is not very clearly defined, and we're also very concerned that would mean even more usage of water going forward.
Yeah. Phone lines are open. Your thoughts, 977-1070. You live out near this site. What do you think about it? And have you been following this story? And if you're just now hearing about it for the first time, I'm curious about your initial reactions on it. Mary, connect the dots here for me. Wasn't the proposed developer of this site, isn't this the same person who used to own the Brownsville Market?
Yeah.
And sold it? And now they're going down the road to open up a new gas station to compete with the folks That he sold his own Brownsville market to?
Yeah. Some folks feel that that's not really right. He did sign a non-compete agreement with the owner of Brownsville. So the applicant used to own Brownsville market, sold it, signed a non-compete agreement, bought the property down the road, and now has been for now 2 years developing this site. One might suspect that they're going to turn around and sell it to some kind of a national chain.
Like a Sheetz.
Yeah, the footprint looks like a Wawa gas station, and certainly near an interstate. We've been trying to get them to reduce the hours of operation, and everything is indicating a 24-hour operation, which would also lead one to believe that a national chain, that they're setting it up for a national chain.
Well, legally, the developer cannot operate this gas station. They can build it and develop it, but they have a non-compete,
the
right?
The non-compete does expire, I believe, in approximately 2 years. So after that time, he would be able to own and operate.
To compete with the folks that he sold his Brownsville market to.
Yes, he will be able to in about 2 years.
What's the reaction on the part of the folks who bought the Brownsville market from this guy?
There's been a lot of talk around the community about investment of life savings. Everyone, says the applicant says, I've invested my life savings in this new piece of property. I have the right to develop it, which he certainly does in an appropriate scale. Of course, the fellow who bought Brownsville also put his life savings into it. And all of the neighbors who
put their life savings into buying their property in Freetown.
Right. Let's go to Stella. She's on Charlottesville right now. Stella, thanks for joining the conversation. You go right ahead.
Hey, Coy. Thanks for taking my call. I live in the western part of the county and have driven diesel vehicles for years, and it is so hard. There's no diesel out there. The Browns Market oftentimes doesn't have any diesel. They're out of it. And then those of us who farm out there and live out there have to go a really long way to find diesel. And I think it's a perfect location. And I haven't heard any discussion of the revenue that this would generate, tractor trailers. This location is right off of 64. So people commuting could get gas there before they get on the interstate, and people could come off right off the interstate and get gas. And there's nothing out in that part of the county. I'm lucky. I can afford to have a diesel tank that I can fill up my tractor with. I'm not allowed to use it for on-road vehicles. And it's really, there are people in that part of the county who are forced to go to mom-and-pop gas stations and pay the highest price for gas because there's no inexpensive gas in western Albemarle County. And I think it's a real shame, Coy.
Stella, thank you so much for the call. And let me put the question to you, Mary, and Mary Rice and Gardy Bloomers live in studio. If I heard you right before when we were talking off air, you're not at all opposed to a gas station on this site, and you're not opposed to diesel pumps on this site.
That's correct.
You're just concerned, and a lot of folks in Crozet are concerned about the scale that's being proposed.
The quantity of pumps, that's really the issue here. 8 total with 16 fueling positions.
You'd rather see something like the Bel Air Market there rather than a Sheetz or a Wawa.
Correct.
Is that, I don't want to speak for you, but is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think as far as the economic benefit to the county, there's no doubt that there's going to be some kind of a commercial project there, and that's fine and would provide economic benefit. I think, though, that you have to weigh the economic benefit to the county and the quality of life for nearby residents, their water. What recourse do they have? If their wells go dry, who is going to pay for it? Are we going to hook them up to county water? There's no recourse for them. They're not. Nobody around there.
Well, that is the big question that the Board of Supervisors are going to have to ask themselves tomorrow night. If we okay this and this thing is built and it uses more water, it will. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it will have to if it's built to the size that they're proposing. It would definitely use more water than they're, legally permissible to use per day, more than the 1,600 gallons per day. As you say, more upwards of around 3,000. That's what the board has to ask. So what if we cause a problem by doing this? What if people's wells do go dry? What happens then? I mean, what happens then as a result?
And there may be some liability on the part of the county. They may need to figure out what to do with that kind of a problem. I mean, they could be damaging the health of the residents. They're certainly rendering those properties uninhabitable, and they'll have to deal with that situation. And, you know, someone may argue, well, somebody will just, those residents will just have to pay to hook up to the county water, and that's that. That's extremely costly, and I would say that almost every person in that neighborhood is unable to afford that.
Yeah.
But
can the Board of Supervisors tomorrow night say, look, we're the bosses here, and we're just going to solve all these problems? We want this gas station. We want the commercial tax dollars from this big new proposed property, and we're just going to run public water to it and solve the problem. And the guy who's developing the site is going to pay to do that.
I don't know if they have the legal right to determine that tomorrow night. I think they know that there would be such a huge public outcry. There was a huge public outcry surrounding the issue of Yancey Mills Industrial Park that was proposed during the whole master planning process. And people very vociferously said no hookup of water outside of the growth area. And I think the county would
because when you run public water outside the growth area, by default you have embiggened your growth area.
That's right. Yes. And the other thing is, don't forget these are elected officials, and you know, they'd like to have some sort of length to their elected time period. So I'm sure they're listening to their constituents and the concerns of the constituents, and therefore it wouldn't be in their best interest to just act on their own as they see fit themselves.
Yeah. That said, we do have a board. We got, you know, Rodney Thomas and Dwayne Snow, and of course, Ken Boyd. There's no secret that they want this kind of thing in the county. They have spoken up many times that we want more commercial enterprises. We want more business. We don't want the tax burden all increasingly on homeowners. We want to see more business in the county. So I would imagine that they're looking for a way to figure out how to make this work.
Yes. And, you know, let me just say that we are completely supportive of having a commercial business on that site. There's absolutely no denying on my part that the owner of this parcel has a piece of property that can be developed. The issue from our side is really scale. And therefore, scale in turn means big water consumption and very negative impact on the neighborhood. So we're asking for something that is just reasonable and fitting for that area.
Yeah.
With hours of operation that are that are less than 24 hours.
We're talking with Mary Rice and Gardney Bloomers, residents of the Crozet area, about a new proposed big gas station proposed for 250 West near the Brownsville Market. Jim is with us on the program. Jim, thank you for the call. You go right ahead.
Sure, thanks. I just, in the last minute or so, folks talking about officials, you know, needing to be responsive to citizens. It usually strikes me that citizens often have to really take their own time and work on their own dime to try to communicate with people whom they elected, presumably, to watch their backs on these issues and to be responsive to these issues. And I know that, you know, there's a certain responsibility to be engaged and to stay connected, but it amazes me often how much effort citizens have to put into these kinds of issues to try to get the people who are supposed to be watching their concerns to listen to their concerns.
Jim, thank you for the call. It's an excellent point, and I've made that point a few times when it comes to the big water supply issue and the red light camera in Albemarle County. I wonder to what extent some of the members of the Board of Supervisors are really up on these issues and educated as much as some of the citizen activists are. Mary, give us you've been working on this for a long time. What's your take on the experience?
Well, I would say that the neighbors and the community have put a tremendous amount of time and effort into studying traffic data, groundwater, the groundwater situation, and particularly comparables. One fellow in the group, a fellow named Tom Gokey, has put in tremendous hours figuring out the transportation data and how it relates to water usage. And it's amazing, and all of this has been forwarded to the board, and we're hopeful that they've had enough time to consider it. I know that they are crunched with a lot to do, and they just received the packets last week, so it's a lot of information for them to digest, but the community has provided really more information than the county.
But at the end of the day, the site as proposed, that is proposed being developed is limited legally to 1,600 gallons, roughly 1,600 gallons, give or take a few, of water per day that they can use.
Mm-hmm.
They're proposing a gas station that's big enough that would use over 3,000 gallons a day.
That's right.
The inescapable fact that we're looking at here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 400 gallons per, the way that they come up with that 1624 is that four site acres is allowed 400 gallons of water per day. A home in Albemarle County uses about 300, isn't it? So, imagine a 24-hour huge gas station and how much water that would use with a restaurant inside.
Driving lots of traffic off the interstate.
A lot of toilets.
How does it compare to the Brownsville market? I'm curious. Just a few doors down, the Brownsville market, what's that?
They use just under 1,000 gallons per day. They're about 2,500 square feet in size. But don't think about the size of the building necessarily as driving water usage. Think about pumps. And in terms of pumps, they have three pumps. So that's six filling positions. My math is terrible. And
versus the proposed 16 filling positions at this.
And one diesel pump.
And so an additional diesel pump at this proposed new gas station.
Brownsville has three gas stations and one diesel. So that makes a total of four pumps. It's eight filling positions. The next, the proposed station has 16. So it's double.
But this new, the proposed project, the scale is just so much larger. So Brownsville's 2,500. We're talking about a 4,700 square foot building with about 45 parking spaces. Mm-hmm. And the
seating, restaurant seating as well.
And
which Brownsville does not have.
And then people coming off the interstate to use the bathroom, you know, there'll be that. And the mystery space of
7,000 square feet, approximately. Yeah.
They're proposing a whole additional building.
That's right.
That they would want to build at some point.
Yes,
that's 7,000
right.
square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there's, it doesn't make any sense to me. How can you propose that when the existing thing you're proposing is going to be too big for the water that you're allowed to use? How could you propose an additional building of 7,000 square feet? Where does the water come from?
That's right.
We don't know. That additional building has been sketched in because of positioning of the building that the Architectural Review Board requested them to change some of the position of their building. So in that process, they had to sketch in the phase two of their of the project. And we just don't understand it. And one of the requests that we have of the board is to consider phase two in this special use permit.
So really quick, we got like 30 seconds left, but I want to give you each a chance to just share what's your message for the board then as they gather tomorrow night and the citizens come to Lane Auditorium at the County Office Building tomorrow night to share their concerns. What's your message for the board, Mary?
Mine would be that it would be appropriate to require a traffic study and to require a more thorough groundwater analysis at this point. And let's figure out from that data the appropriate size of the building, of the whole project.
Yeah. And then you would be okay with a developer building as much as they want to build within the limits of the water that they can mm-hmm. use and just this side of the worst traffic impact, I mm-hmm. guess, and mm-hmm. keep it within sort of some kind of means so that you don't completely shut down traffic at that point on Route 250 West.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would second that. And I would also like to add that the supervisors should not forget that this is an extremely important entrance corridor into our community and out of our community. And tourism are revenue dollars as well, and ones that we should not forget and ones that we should not compromise. And therefore, I think it could be a win-win situation whereby we have a smaller, scaled-down commercial facility on that parcel, which is not offensive to anyone.
Gardy Bloomers and Mary Rice, residents of Crozet. The big meeting is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the county office building. Thank you both for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.